98 impact on King James readings. We're going to continue with that this morning in lesson 168. And so what we're using the same notes that we had last time. Now, if you brought your notes from last time, you should go grab a updated copy. I did make some changes. There were some significant changes that I made to the notes from last Sunday. And if you're joining us right now online, you're going to want to go to gracelifebiblechurch.com, click on the link for February 20, and if you click on that link right there, you can load the notes for this week, okay? So you're going to want to click there on lesson 168, and then you can load the notes that I'm going to be working off of here for this lesson. So the notes online say lesson 168, the pre-1611 evidence for the text, manuscript 98, impact on King James readings, part 2. So I was thinking that would be noted on this, but
I forgot to copy the first page.
That's fine.
Sorry.
That's fine. So this is a different set. There's information on these notes that were not on the ones from last Sunday.
The rest of the notes are right.
Okay.
It's just this front page I didn't recopy.
So if you look at, it says right at the top, these notes were used on Sunday, February 13, to teach lesson 167, and again on Sunday, February 20, to teach lesson 168. So that's what we're doing today. Now, we're not going to go through all of this introduction material, okay? Last Sunday, I addressed a carryover issue from the previous week about Colossians 2:12 that got us kind of into the notes a little bit late, and we did not make the kind of headway into the notes that I had hoped that we would. So what the introduction here on pages 1, 2, and 3 are about is setting up and talking about what these notes are. These notes are a collation between, and I'm going to just kind of talk briefly about what we're looking at here. Here's manuscript 98. We've been talking about this for the last two Sundays. This is in the possession of Lambeth Palace Library in Great Britain. There's the insignia of the library. Here's the epistle of Paul to the Romans, the apostle to the Romans, the first chapter. And if you guys will turn in your notes to we're going to go straight to page 8 because we covered the first 11 verses of Romans chapter 1 last Sunday. So and for the sake of time, I want to go to where we left off, okay? And just to refresh your memory, what the table in front of you is, so if I go to that page here, so let's find page, I went too far. So what we have on this table is a collation between manuscript 98, so manuscript 98 is in the far left column, the 1602 bishops is in the far left column. The center column is manuscript 98, which is this document right here from the Lambeth Palace Library. And then the column on the right is the 1611, the AB 1611, and then comments in the far right column about the changes that have been made as you work your way across each row, okay? Now, I made this document by comparing, number one, a 1602 Bishop's Bible. So I showed you, here is my copy of the 1602 Bishop's Bible. And I got this off the internet here recently. So the table is a comparison between a 1602 Bishop's Bible, the manuscript 98 images from the Lambeth Palace Library website, and a 1611 King James Bible with the help or the aid of Ward Allen's book on manuscript 98, translating the New Testament epistles. And we can see right here that he starts here with Romans chapter 1. Now, in previous studies, we've talked about scholarly awareness and published access. We talked about a physical description. And last Sunday, we started talking about the impact of the readings. So just to get our bearings in what we were doing before, let's go back to the notes and continue looking at this. Let me also say that everything up through the first 11 verses has been updated. The reason I want to go through all of this is, number one, so that you can see what we're doing, and number two, to catch any additional things I might have missed as we go through here, okay? So starting with Romans chapter 1, verse 12, and the reason I picked Romans chapter 1 is because there are images of Romans chapter 1 on the Lambeth Palace Library website so that readers or followers of this lesson can go and check. And in the digital copy of these notes, there are links where people can go and look at these images for themselves. Okay? Now, we left off with verse 12. So we are going to look at this and work our way down through this. Okay? We are evaluating the impact of Manuscript 98 on the readings found in the King James Bible. We understand that the 1602 Bishop's Bible was the base text. We understand that Manuscript 98 is indicative of first stage revisions on that as we go through the document. So, verse 12, the bishops said, this was their starting point, that is, that I might have consolation together with you, each with others, faith, yours and mine. That's how the 1602 bishops read. Now we can see major revision in Manuscript 98 as we move to the next column to the right. This, that is, being amongst you, we might be comforted together by the mutual faith, both of you and me. So has Manuscript 98 basically, is it almost an entire rewrite of the bishop's verse? Alright? Then we can come to the King James column, the AV, and it says, that is, that I may be comforted together both with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Okay? So now we can look at the statements here. Manuscript 98 is an almost entire rewrite of the bishop's text. And then the AV makes a further alteration to Manuscript 98, changing being amongst you, we, to that I may be. So the Manuscript 98 had being amongst you, we, and that is changed in the AV in the final rendition of the King James to that I may be. So the final reading in the King James is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. So, can we see here again at least two different levels of revision or stages of revision? At the Manuscript 98 stage, the verse is almost entirely rewritten from what it originally was in the bishops. And then when we look at it again in the AV, have further revisions been made to it than what were noted in Manuscript 98? So, is everybody with a little bit faster if we're all in agreement and understanding what the process is? So let's look at the next verse. Now, as we go through these, if you identify further things that I missed, we want to note them so that we can update this further. Okay? Verse 13. The bishop's reading. I would that ye should know, brethren, how that I have oftentimes purposed to come unto you, and have been let hitherto, that I might have some fruit also among you as among other of the Gentiles. Okay? Then we come to Manuscript 98. Here's how they revised it. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that I have oftentimes purposed to come unto you, but have been let hitherto, that I might have some fruit also, that I might have fruit among you also as among other Gentiles. And then the final rendition of the King James. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So there's a lot of different things we need to note here now in the notes column, okay? First, Manuscript 98 inserted the word now at the beginning of the verse and changes that you should know, brethren, to would not have you ignorant, brethren. So there's a change noted there in the first clause. The bishop's how is removed in Manuscript 98. So there's a how here that's removed in Manuscript 98. In Manuscript 98 also repositions the word also in the second half of the verse after the word you. So if you look here, originally it was also among you. They change it in Manuscript 98 to among you also. So there's a repositioning there, okay? The AV makes further changes to Manuscript 98, dropping and adding the word I after oftentimes, okay? So they remove here, they remove I have, and they reposition the word I to after oftentimes, when Manuscript 98 had it before what? Oftentimes, okay? And have been inside the parentheses in Manuscript 98 has been changed to but was in the AV. So if we look in the parentheses, and have been let hitherto, we can see that it was changed to but was. So actually, we need to note this. There needs to be a strike through this because it's change. So the manuscript 98 column, we need to note an additional strike through there. Okay. Bottom of the column, the AV inserted the word even in the last portion of the verse. So here we see the insertion of the word even into this that wasn't there. Okay? So Sylvia, did we note that strike through?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as we're doing this, here's what I think we need to do for the sake of time, and you guys tell me if you agree. I think what we do, instead of reading each column, we just go straight to the comments, we note the changes and observe them, and then we move on. I think that's probably the most efficient way of doing it. Do you guys agree with that?
Back in 12, did you want to make a difference to changing consolation to comfort?
So that's already noted because it's underlined in the center column.
Oh, okay.
And it's also, yeah.
Okay.
So if you look then at that column, Bart, I just stated here that manuscript 98 is an almost, and we do need to fix this, there should be an E here for entire rewrite of the bishop's text.
It is accurate with an E here.
Yeah, it needs to be an E.
No, it's already in here.
It's not in my copy, but you, yeah, okay, got it. All right, so let's go to verse 14. So, again, I don't want this to be boring, but I want to go through this and make sure that we have everything that we need, okay? So, verse 14. Manuscript 98 inserted the word A before debtor. So if we look here, here's the bishops. Manuscript 98 adds the word A in front of the word debtor that was not there in the bishops, okay? The bishop's barbarous is changed to barbarians in manuscript 98 following the Geneva Bible. So we can see right here, barbarous is changed to what?
Barbarians.
That's the reading that is in the Geneva Bible there. The next one, manuscript 98 also strikes to the from the end of the verse. So here's the bishops. You can see it originally said to the here. That is removed to simply say wise and unwise, not wise and to the unwise. The AV retains barbarians for manuscript 98, but otherwise reinstated the bishop's reading by dropping the A and adding to the back into the verse from before unwise as the end of the verse. So, what are we talking about? So notice what we just said. Manuscript 98 dropped what?
To the.
What do they do here? They add it back in. So do they retain the change from barbarous to barbarians?
Yes.
Yes. But then do they add back in the wording of the bishop's Bible to the unwise when it was dropped in manuscript 98? Okay? So this is the first time do we see in this verse a revision and then a revision back to a bishop's reading. Okay? Is everybody following that? Verse 15. Verse 15 is blank in manuscript 98. We've talked about that at least twice already, that a blank means they're intending to accept that verse without revision. So it is blank in manuscript 98, and there is no change to the bishop's wording in the AV. So here's a verse that they just took the 1602 bishop's reading and did what? Moved it forward without any changes at all to the text.
That is missing in the English.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, so.
You're right. So we're going to need to circle verse, strike that, and I'm going to have to add.
Good catch, Mike.
Now, what I want to do on that point then is just confirm that that mistake is not mine by going and looking at a 1611. So what verse are we in here? 15? So let's load the King James. And we want to go to Romans. Just making sure the change is not my fault. And we want verse what? 15? So. Yep. So that does seem to be the case. That is stricken. So I need to reevaluate that. All right, so that's verse what?
15.
Here's the actual text. And we can see by looking at verse 15 that Mike is correct. That's an oversight on my part. The that is not there. Okay? Good catch. Thank you. That's why we're doing this. All right? So there's one revision there. All right? Let's go to verse 16. Manuscript 98 changes all that believe in the bishops to everyone that believeth. So what are we talking about here? Right here, this part of the verse. All that believe in the bishops is changed in Manuscript 98 to everyone that believeth. And that is consistent with the Coverdale / Great Bible. Only one change when compared against Manuscript 98. The word because is changed to for. So that would be right here. Because in Manuscript 98 is changed to what? For. And that would be consistent in this case with the Geneva. So we see multiple stages of revision. Any other further observations about verse 16? Moving on then to verse 17, which splits pages, okay? Manuscript 98 changes by it in the bishops to therein as in the reams. So we can see beginning of the verse, bishops had by it. That is changed to therein to read similarly as does the reams, okay? And then if we go to the next page on page 10, we can see that Manuscript 98 changes opened in the bishops to revealed as in the Geneva, so that's right here. Here we see revealed in Manuscript 98. The bishops originally had what? Open. Okay? And then the AV accepts the wording of Manuscript 98 without any further revision aside from some punctuation issues. So these changes in Manuscript 98 are then carried into the AV minus a few punctuation adjustments. Okay? Verse 18. It's blank. In Manuscript 98, no change in the bishop's wording in the AV. So somebody just double check that, but I don't think there's any, who would versus which would. Let's check that. See, you know how many times I've been through this? Seriously. You guys think I'm crazy.
I tried to do it. I don't
know. It's not easy to do. Okay. So there is another change here. So we need to note this change right here. What verse are we in? 18? No, would. Or no, who hold. Where are we at here?
Who hold the truth. 18. Yeah, which is dropped.
Well, it's changed. Bishops has which withhold.
Oh.
The King James says who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So there's a change there. Who hold the truth is a change. That we need to make a note of. Man, that is amazing. That is amazing to me on a few levels. Here's another example where they originally accepted it and then later on did what? When they first looked at this, did they make any changes in Manuscript 98?
No.
Do they go ahead and change it later on? Let's go on to anything else in that one. Let's go to 19. Manuscript 98 makes three changes when compared to the bishops. For that, maybe, is changed to because that which, as in the reams. So here's what we're talking about, right? They had for that maybe is changed in Manuscript 98 to because that which. Alright? Also, because God is changed to for God in Manuscript 98. So we see that here. They had, bishops had because God is changed to for God, as in Tyndale, and then the last, the bishops had, is changed to hath in Manuscript 98. So that would be right here. Hath in Manuscript 98 used to be had. And then let's come over here to the AV. The AV makes one change beyond Manuscript 98 by changing among them to in them. So here's what we're talking about. In them, here it was among them. So there's a change here from among to in the AV. The AV makes one change, okay? So we, again, I know this could seem tedious, but this is the kind of observations that we need to be making. Now, you guys need to be lucky that we're only doing this for two chapters and not the whole thing. Okay? Let's go to number 20, verse 20. Verse 20. Manuscript 98 drops his from the first clause in the bishops and changes it to the. So we see that right here. They started with for his and they change it to for the. Most of the verse is rewritten in manuscript 98. So all of this underlining here is indicative of changes made in manuscript 98 against the bishops. So you can see that the majority of the entire middle section of the verse is rewritten in manuscript 98. Let's go to top page 11. Go to top page 11. The AV makes further revisions to manuscript 98. Much of the original wording of the bishops is reinstated at the end of the verse. Okay? So look at this. This is the best way for me to show you this. All right? So notice that some of this was originally rewritten, and then notice what they do. Even as eternal in power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That's a change from what was in manuscript 98. His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So here's another example of the AV now, in the last half of the verse, going back to what? What the bishops originally had. So we see the level of changes, okay? Let's go to 21. Manuscript 98 changes waxed full of vanities to became vain in. So we see that right here. Became vain in. But wax full of vanities is changed. Alright? Manuscript 98 also changes blinded to darkened as in the reams. So we see that at the end of the verse. Darkened. Okay? The AV drops the wording notwithstanding from manuscript 98 while accepting the rest. So we can see this italicized word here in both the bishops and manuscript 98 is dropped in the AV. The rest of the wording of the verse is accepted without change. All right, verse 22. By the way, it's working in this, reading all of them, I think this is better because we're just getting straight to the changes, right? Verse 22, manuscript 98 drops when they counted from the bishops and changes it to simple professing as in the Geneva. So let's look at that. So this first clause, when they counted in the bishops, and they simply just say what? Professing. Okay?
Back in 21.
Yeah.
Glory and glorified.
Is that just a typo?
Is that a typo?
Yeah. Glory isn't a word.
In the manuscript, glory.
Yeah. I think it's a typo. Circle it and I'll check. I think that's just my mistake. Good catch, but I'm pretty sure that's just me typing it wrong. But you could be right. I'll check. So back to verse 22. Notice that manuscript 98 also asserts to be. So professing themselves to be, that was not originally in the bishop's text. And then the AV accepts the wording of manuscript 98 without further changes aside from punctuation. So the verse in manuscript 98 as it's revised is then moved forward into the AV without further change. Okay? Verse 23. Blank in manuscript 98, but it is marked with the Q for query in the left margin. Yet the AV makes some significant changes. So this is that phenomenon that we talked about 2 weeks ago where manuscript 98 leaves it blank, but in the left-hand margin there's the Q for query in the margin, okay? So some changes are made though to this verse beyond what we see in the bishops. So turned in the bishops becomes changed in the AV. You can see that right here, right? So they had and turned is changed in the AV to and changed, all right? Going down here, unto in the bishops became into in the AV. So that's right here. Into an image, it was unto an image. Likewise, Not only after the similitude of corruptible man was changed to like to corruptible man. Or man. That's right here. Like to corruptible man, it used to be made not only after the similitude of. Well, that's a mouthful. Is this much sweeter, short, direct, and to the point? Okay? And then the AB makes an additional revision. Am I on the wrong verse? What verse are we on? 23, right? But also in the bishops was simply changed to and to in the AB. So that's right here. And to, but also. Anything else we observe there? Verse 24. Manuscript 98 changes defiled among in the bishops to dishonored between. So we see that right here. Dishonored between used to be defiled among. The AV added, should say the word, not the work. The AV added the word also to the first clause as in the Geneva. Right here we see the insertion of the word also was not in manuscript 98. And the AV makes an additional revision to the ones made in manuscript 98. That their own body should be dishonored in manuscript 98 is changed to dishonor their own bodies in the AV as in Tyndall. And that's noted right here on the table. Okay. Any questions about 25 or 24? I'm counting on you guys to stop me if I'm overlooking something, okay? Because eventually I want to publish this document online. All right. Verse 25. When compared to the bishops, manuscript 98 makes many changes, in this verse. So let's start looking at them. Which became who? Right here. So which became who, as in the reams. We need to capitalize this C on changed. On the next statement, Sylvia. Changed the truth for a lie was changed to the truth of God to a lie, right here, in manuscript 98. Then is changed to than in manuscript 98. So that's right here, we see that change. Manuscript 98 removed the and worshiped from the bishop's reading, so that's crossed out in the bishop's reading. Which is to be praised forever is changed to who is blessed forever in manuscript 98. The AB changes to a lie in manuscript 98 to into a lie, right here, into a lie. The AV reinstates the original bishop's clause of and worshiped. We see that right here. That was stricken from manuscript 98. That original bishop's clause is reinserted now into the AV reading. So that is reinstated. And also, the AV changes then in manuscript 98 back to then as it was in the bishops. So we see different kinds of changes being made there, where some of the bishops' readings are being reinstated. So this is sort of a hybrid in the way they went about handling verse 25.
That was underlined for the his changing to the, so you caught that, or is
where
at the first line there, changed from his to the, which changed his.
Yeah, that is noted at the end of the column, yeah, on the right.
So it is underlined, but I didn't notice you mentioning it.
So we're on 26?
Yep.
Is that right? 26. Manuscript 98 makes two changes to the bishop's text in this verse. Wherefore is changed to for this cause. We see that right here. Wherefore is changed to for this cause. Shameful lust is changed to vile affections, as in the Geneva. So we see shameful lust is changed to vile affections. And the AB changes to in manuscript 98 to unto. So that's right here. Unto, it was to. I don't think there's any further issues there in verse 26. Verse 27. Manuscript 98 makes many revisions to the bishop's text here in this verse. Left is changed to leaving, as in the reams. So that would be right here. Leaving. Left is changed to leaving. Got to go to 14 now to get the list. It's a whole bunch of changes here. Burnt or Brent is changed to burnt or burned. So actually, yeah. So you see that right here? Brent, burned. Lust is changed, lusts plural is changed to lust in manuscript 98. So we see lusts here in the bishops, we see lust in manuscript 98. With another is changed to towards another. So towards another versus with another in the bishops. And men with men wrought filthiness in the bishops is changed to working that which is unseemly, thereby creating an original reading in the AV. So that's this part right here. One towards another working that which is unseemly versus what was originally in the bishops. Received is changed to receiving, as in the reams right here. The reward is changed to that recompense. So we're going to have to scroll down for this one. So here we see that recompense versus the reward. As it was according is changed to which they ought. Here we go, which they ought. The AV makes two revisions beyond those present in manuscript 98. The clause men with men from the bishops is reinstated. So we go back up here, we can see that that original phrase that had been taken out of manuscript 98 that the bishops had is reinstated into the AV. And the phrase which they ought is changed to which was meet. So that's at the very end of the verse. Which was meet, manuscript 98 had which they ought. So guys, I think you can see the level of scrutiny here that they're putting the text through. This is a high degree of scrutiny that is taking place here. Now, we're almost done. There are 32 verses in Romans chapter 1, and we're on verse 28, right? Is that the verse we're on?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. Manuscript 98 makes many revisions to this verse. As they regarded not to know is changed to even as they did not like to retain. So you can see this first clause is largely rewritten from what was originally in the bishops. Manuscript 98 inserts the clause in their knowledge, right here. It was not in the bishops. Delivered them up unto a lewd mind is changed to gave them over to a reprobate mind in manuscript 98. That they should do is changed to do those things. So right here, to do those things, it was originally that they should do over there in the bishops. Not comely is changed to not convenient. So we see not convenient where the bishops had not comely. And the AV then is going to accept all of the revisions of manuscript 98 without any further revision or alteration. Moving on to verse 29. So guys, this is just one chapter. Imagine how long this is taking. This is why it took them from 1604 to 1611 to get this thing done. But it's also showing you the level of carefulness and scrutiny that they were putting to their task. They were not doing this in any sort of light-handed, flippant way. They're very precise in what they're doing. Manuscript 98, in verse 29, manuscript 98 makes three wording changes when compared to the bishops. Craftiness becomes wickedness. Maliciousness became naughtiness, and conditioned became malignity. So you can see that right here. So if you go to the next page, the AV makes two changes to the reading found in manuscript 98. Full of in the bishops and manuscript 98 is changed to filled with all. So that's right here. So that first clause is revised in the final edition of the AV. And naughtiness in manuscript 98 is switched back to maliciousness as in the bishops. You can see that right there by the markings. Okay. Verse 30. Manuscript 98 makes one change to the bishops by Changing disobedient to father and mother to disobedient to parents. So you can see right here, the bishop said disobedient to father and mother. Manuscript 98 changes it to disobedient to parents. The AV makes one further, makes a further revision. Changing brings up of evil things in manuscript 98 to inventors of evil things, as in the 1557 Geneva New Testament. So you can see this change here. The manuscript 98 had brings up evil things to switch in the AV to inventors of evil things. Verse 31.
That says bringers up in the first column. And then in the second column it just says brings up. Bringers and brings.
Okay, we need to check that. That's probably a typo. So we need to circle the manuscript 98 column, Sylvia. I need to check the spelling. I'm pretty sure that's just me typing it wrong in that case. But we need to double check. But thanks for catching that. So what verse are we on? 31? 31. Manuscript 98 makes one word change when compared against the bishops by swapping truce breakers for implacable. And we need a parenthesis in front of implacable. A quotation mark. Okay, so it's just one change there, and then the AV accepts the reading found in manuscript 98 without further revision. And then finally, the last verse of the chapter, verse 32. Manuscript 98 makes five changes in this verse, okay? The which is changed to who, as in the ring. So you can see the beginning of the verse. Who shortens the which. Righteousness in the bishops is changed to the judgment of God in manuscript 98. So we can see the righteousness of God becomes judgment of God in manuscript 98. How that they is changed to that they, as in the reams right there. You can see that, right, that change. Also found in the bishops is omitted in manuscript 98. And that is down here, I believe. So we need to put a strike through this, Sylvia. This needs to be in this column. We need to put the strike through also. That was overlooked. The parenthesis around how they which commit such things are worthy of death is removed in manuscript 98. So this parenthesis here is removed in manuscript 98. And then if you look at the AV accepts the wording changes made in manuscript 98, but adds the parentheses found in the bishops back into the text. Okay? So, now, some of the math here is going to have to be readjusted when we note some of the corrections that we found here, but let's look at least where things stood as of the beginning of class this morning. So I'm on the bottom up here of page 17, summative observations, okay? So, prudence dictates that we provide some summary analysis for our collation of Romans 1 in the preceding table. That the King James translators were working off the bishop's Bible as their base text is undeniable. Moreover, as they worked to revise the bishop's Bible according to Rule 1, they did so according to Rule 14. The translators compared the 1602 bishop's text against the original language Greek, as well as previous English versions, and amended the text accordingly. In places where the bishop's text was amended in Romans 1, the revision statistics regarding the source of the alternative reading found in the AV are as follows. Okay, so 19 times the Reims provided the reading, 17 times the Geneva Bible provided the reading, 16 of the readings are original. Now understand, these are in the places where the bishop's text was revised. 19 of the revisions were provided by Reims, 17 by the Geneva, 16 are original creations of the translators themselves as far as English readings go. 6 were from Whittingham's 1557 Geneva New Testament, 4 were from Tyndale, and 3 were from the Great Bible / Coverdale. So what does all this mean? Of the 65 revisions made to the 1602 bishop's text of Romans 1 by the King James translators, 16 were their own creation, with the remaining 49 readings supplied by previous English Bibles, just as Rule 14 called for. Of these 49 readings, the vast majority were supplied by the Rheims New Testament 19 and the 1560 Geneva Bible 17. So, are they following Rule 1 to revise the bishops? Absolutely. And as they revise it, are they following Rule 14 to check on what those other English Bibles had to say and revising the bishop's Bible where they feel Geneva, Rheims, Tyndale, etc. agree better with the original than what the bishops had? So, a close reading of the table above highlights the following categories of revision observable in Romans chapter 1. Now here's where my math is going to change a little bit based on a couple additional things that we noted, but we're just going to read it the way it is here. Category 1. Is bishop's reading is accepted into the AV without any changes. 3 verses. That means you could have picked it up out of the bishops and plunked it where? Into the King James without any change. Category 2. Bishop's reading is accepted into manuscript 98 without any changes, but then amended in the AV. 4 verses fit that category. Romans 1:6, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 23. Category 3. Bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and accepted into the AV with no further changes. 5 verses fit this category. Romans 1:7, verse 17, verse 22, verse 28, verse 31. Category 4. Bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and then further amended in the AV. 18 verses fit this category. And then category 5. Bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 only to have the original bishop's reading reinstated in the AV. And at the time of when I counted this, there were 2 in that category. I think we might need to change the math a little bit on some of these, which I will have to figure out and then revise. Okay? So, let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. So guys, these categories are important, okay? Because what they're showing you is are multiple different types of changes happening as the process is being undergone. And sometimes do they originally change the bishops only to reinstate what the bishops had later on? All right? 1 Corinthians 13. Now, lucky for you, there's only 13 verses here. So let's look at this. Verse 1. Manuscript 98 adds the word became as in the Rheims. So, I become a sounding brass. AV has an ampersand sign instead of the word and. So you can see that. Notice, of men and. In the 1611, they put the ampersand sign in for and. The AV adds the word as before sounding brass, thereby reinstating the bishop's reading. So, as sounding brass, it was removed from manuscript 98. We need to actually make a note of that, don't we? We need to make a note that manuscript 98 removed the word as. And then the 1611 reinserts the as for the final AV reading. Verse 2. Manuscript 98 adds the phrase, the gift of, to the text as in the Geneva. This revision is accepted in the AV. So this is what we're talking about here. And though I have prophecy, manuscript 98 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, that shows up in the AV, and though I have the gift of prophecy. The bishop's yea if is changed to and though in manuscript 98. So right here, and though, it was yea if in the bishops. The word can is omitted in manuscript 98, so the word can is taken out. The AV added the word could into the text. This corresponds where can was originally in the bishops. So I could is the final reading. Remember that can had been removed here, but can had been in the bishops. And the AB changes not charity as in the bishops, and manuscript 98 to no charity as in Tyndale. Now check this out. Bishops has not charity. They have not charity. It's no charity. Now, the temptation there is going to be to think that that's a printer error and they just forgot to put the word the letter what?
T. And to understand all mysteries, that's not even in both of the first column and second column. Understand all mysteries and all knowledge. There's not mysteries in any of the two and the first two.
Secrets is changed to mysteries.
Yes, that's another change. So let's note that. See, it's good. I know I'm trying your patience, but like going through this is helping me get this right, okay? Because I'm dead serious, guys. After a while, I get cross-eyed looking at this. I spent hours on this week, and I thought I caught everything, and we're still finding stuff here, okay? Now, I want to go back to this. There's going to be a temptation that people have to say that's a printer error. That the printer forgot the T at the end of not. Is that a printer error or is that intentional? I am saying to you that I think that's intentional because that's exactly how Tyndale reads. No, not. Now, obviously that's six of one, half a dozen of another. But you'll see that is no, and before, both times it was what?
No.
Now, if you look that verse up in Tyndale's translation, you'll see he says have no charity, and was Tyndale one of the ones they were supposed to compare it against? So there's a high probability that is an intentional what?
Change.
Intentional choice to say not charity, or sorry, no charity, instead of what? Not charity. But now, when you're reading a Bible, a 1611 now, or sorry, when you're reading a standard King James Bible now, it says not charity. So somebody somewhere thought that was a printer error and put the T in it to say not. But I'm saying to you that I think there's strong reason to think that was what? Intentional. Okay?
Does that say to you that there's a difference between that and no?
No.
I mean, I guess you could say no charity is a little more emphatic than not charity, but otherwise it doesn't really...
I don't think it changes the substantive doctrinal content of the verse. Okay. I do agree with you that you could argue it's a little more emphatic.
Yeah, that's about it.
But have no charity or have not charity, the bottom line is they don't have any what?
Charity.
Charity. Okay. Verse 3. Manuscript 98 removes the word should from the bishop's reading. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about right here. Should is removed. And the AB changes that I be burned to be burned. So that's right here. To be burned versus that I be burned in manuscript 98. Verse 4, manuscript 98 changes courteous in the bishops to kind. So that bishops had charity suffereth long and is courteous. Manuscript 98 says charity suffereth long and is kind. The AB makes two further revisions beyond manuscript 98. Doth not forwardly is changed to vaunteth not itself. And then, likewise, swelleth not is changed to is not puffed up, as in the Geneva. We're talking about these two. So there's two revisions beyond what manuscript 98 had in the AB. Did you catch something else?
In the manuscript 98, envieth, that's a typo, I think, the Y instead of the V.
Yeah, that's the old, probably the old spelling. Or an old spelling variant.
No, it was U.
Oh, let me see.
All right, verse 5. The manuscript 98 revises the first clause from the bishops. I lost my spot, sorry. Changing dealeth not dishonestly to doth no unseemly thing. So that's right here. So dealeth not dishonestly in the bishops is changed to doeth no unseemly thing. Manuscript 98 adds the words is not easily to the original bishop's reading. So here, is not easily. And then manuscript 98 changes bitter here to provoked. Then the AV revises manuscript 98 in the first clause from doth doeth or doth no unseemly thing to doth not behave itself unseemly. Verse 6. Verse 6. Went too far, didn't I? Okay, so it's a little split up here. Okay. Here's an example of where manuscript 98 moved the same reading forward despite leaving the verse blank, despite not leaving the verse blank in manuscript 98. The AV accepts the bishop's reading in this verse without alteration. And then there's just a note there about what the margin says. So let's talk about this just for a minute, okay? So imagine all the human error that you're observing here in me missing things, right? Verse 6 is an example where whoever the scribe was, they originally intended to accept it without change, but did he write it in here anyway only to have it show up the exact same way? So there's no revision here from in the bishops, but yet the verse is written out this time and it is not left what? Blank. Okay? The practice.
Is that because they capitalized the rejoice?
I don't think that's why myself, but I think it's just an instance where the scribe's copying and writing things out and he gets to this verse and instead of leaving it blank, he just writes it in. Because remember, we haven't been noting punctuation. And capitalization. We've been noting wording changes.
Okay.
But you can imagine with the scribe doing this, writing this out, have been subject to the same type of
human error
that we're seeing with me doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they added the note or with the truth. That might be the reason they wrote it out.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the reason they write it out is because they want to capture the variant reading. Okay, that makes sense. Circle that. I'm going to have to rethink that. Circle it in the column on the right, Sylvia. Verse 7, manuscript 98 has one revision to the verse. Suffereth was changed to beareth, right there at the beginning. And then the AV adopts the reading of manuscript 98 without further revision. If you look at verse 8 is almost a total rewrite, okay? Verse 8 is an absolute, nearly total rewrite in manuscript 98. Notice what it says. Manuscript 98 totally revised the entire verse when compared against the bishops. The AB accepted the changes found in manuscript 98 without further revision. Almost the entirety of verse 8, actually the entirety of verse 8 is completely rewritten in manuscript 98 and then carried over into the AB. Verse 9. Manuscript 98 completely revised the verse by reinstating the Geneva reading. The AV moved the reading found in manuscript 98 forward without further revision. So we can see that this verse is also heavily revised, verse 9 is, in manuscript 98 compared to the bishops, and then the revisions of manuscript 98 are carried forward then into the AV. We're almost done. Verse 10. Manuscript 98 makes one change to the bishop's reading. Unperfect is changed to in part, right here. And then, as in the 1557 Geneva New Testament, and the AV then accepts the revision found in manuscript 98 without further changes. Verse 11, manuscript 98 makes three changes to the bishop's text. Imagined is changed to through. Should say thought. Should be a T here. Should be just changed to thought. I thought as a child. As soon as one, I guess. was reworded when I became, right here. So this is what the bishop said, as soon as one, when I became, is a revision in manuscript 98. And childishness in the bishops was changed to childish things in manuscript 98. And then the AB accepts those revisions without further alteration. Then we're almost done, mercifully. Verse 12, manuscript 98 added the word for to the beginning of the verse, right here. As in the 1557 Geneva New Testament, manuscript 98 adds the word through from the Geneva Bible, right here. So we see, so for now we see through a glass is the way they have that reading there. Manuscript 98 removes the bishop's line, even in a dark speaking. I think it should say changing it to simply darkly. So they strike all of this, and it just is a glass darkly in manuscript 98. Unperfectly is changed in manuscript 98 to read in part, right here. And in addition, manuscript 98 inserted the word also into the last clause right there. The AB then accepts the reading as found in manuscript 98 without further revision. And then the last verse, verse 13. Manuscript 98 makes three changes to the bishop's text. And is inserted at the beginning verse, as in the Geneva. The and before and charity found in the bishops is dropped in manuscript 98. So we need to put a strike through this, Sylvia. Chief is changed to greatest in manuscript 98 right here. And then the AB accepts the modifications made to the bishops in manuscript 98 without further revision. Okay? So let's talk about the end of this.
One other note on verse 7. Probably just a typo in the New Testament for believeth. I'd be corrected. In the King James.
Yeah, that you're right. That's the old spelling.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even say that.
Believe it. The old spelling. All right. So, summary observations from 1 Corinthians 13. We're almost done. Guys, I appreciate you helping me work through this. I don't know if we didn't do this together, I would have still had a bunch of errors in here. But are you seeing the point? Okay. Let's go through the conclusion and I think you'll see the point. Summative observations for 1 Corinthians 13. In places where the bishop's text of 1 Corinthians 13 was amended, the revision statistics regarding the source of the alternative reading found in the AV are as follows. Original, 7 times. Whittingham's 1557 Geneva New Testament, 6 times. The Geneva Bible, 6 times. The Reams, 3 times. And Tyndale, twice. Of the 24 revisions made to the 1602 bishop's text in 1 Corinthians 13, by the King James translators, 7 were their own creation, with the remaining 17 supplied by previous English Bibles, just as Rule 14 called for. Of these 17 readings, the vast majority were supplied by 2 different iterations of the Geneva Bible, i.e. the 1557 Geneva New Testament with 6, and the 1560 Geneva Bible with 6. The remainder of the amended readings were supplied by the Reams New Testament with 3 and William Tyndale with 2. Close collation of 1 Corinthians 13 in the 1602 Bishop's Bible, Manuscript 98, and the AV of 1611 reveals the following categories of revision. Category 1, the bishop's reading is accepted into the AV without any changes, 1 time, 1 verse. Category 2, the bishop's reading is accepted into manuscript 98 without any changes, but then amended in the AV, 0 verses. Category 3, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and accepted into the AV with no further changes, 7 verses. Category 4, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and then further amended in the AV, 5 verses. And then category 5, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98, only to have the original bishop's reading reinstated in the AB, 0 verses. Okay? Conclusion. The collations found in this document demonstrate the following summative takeaways. Number 1, the bishop's 1602 bishop's Bible served as the base text for the King James translators. Manuscript 98 makes no sense without a 1602 bishop's Bible serving as its base. Many bishops' readings were moved into the AV without alteration, and Rule 1 was followed with a high degree of fidelity. At least 2, if not 3 or more stages of revision are visible through the collation. Rule 14 was followed in conjunction with Rule 1. Many readings from pre-1611 English Bibles were used in the emendations to the Bishop's Bible by the King James translators. Top page 25. When the translators judged that the, quote, truth of the original, Rule 1, was not adequately expressed in the bishops or any other pre-1611 English Bible, they crafted their own original English readings. And then at least 5 different categories of emendations are visible in the collation tables above. Category 1, the bishop's reading is accepted into the AV without change. Category 2, the bishop's reading is accepted into manuscript 98 without change, but then further amended in the AV. Category 3, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and accepted into the AV with no further changes. Category 4, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 and further amended in the AV. And category 5, the bishop's reading is amended in manuscript 98 only to have the original bishop's reading reinstated in the AV. The King James translators took their work back to, quote, the anvil many times, as they stated in the preface. And last, manuscript 98 sits about halfway in the process used by the King James translators to revise the bishop's Bible into what would become the King James Bible. See the revision statistics on pages 9 and 10 of lesson 166. Okay? Guys, we are past time. We are overdue. I appreciate you being patient with me and helping me work through all this. And you will have an extra reward at the judgment seat of Christ for having done so. And we will get the document updated and put out. Next week, I want to talk to you about the issue of printer errors and manuscript 98 and what manuscript 98 might have to say to us about whether or not things are actually printer